Welcome to your five for the day. There's an old story about a school teacher who injured his back and had to wear a plaster cast around the upper part of his body. It fitted under his shirt and wasn't noticeable. On the first day of the term, still with the cast under his shirt, he found himself assigned to the toughest pupils in school. Walking confidently into the rowdy classroom, he opened the window as wide as possible and then busied himself with work at his desk. When a strong breeze made his tie flap, he took the desk stapler and stapled the tie to his chest. Understandably, he had no trouble with discipline that term. Sometimes it would be nice if life were that simple. That is, we could wear a plaster cast around our heart so our feelings wouldn't get hurt. Not so. Life isn't that simple. The problem is that when we put a cast or wall around our hurt feelings, that same cast also blocks out our warm and loving feelings. We happen to be feeling beings. Someone once said that life without emotions would be like playing a trombone with a stuck slide. Can you imagine what life would be like without emotions? Furthermore, when we hide and subsequently bury our feelings, we never bury them dead, but very much alive. In so doing, in one way or another, they come back to taunt us. We all need someone who knows us fully and loves and accepts us exactly as we are. That is what frees us to change and begin to experience healing in the deepest parts of our personalities. Furthermore, only to the degree that we are known can we ever feel loved. Nobody can love a mask, and nobody can ever feel loved who hides behind a mask. As long as we stay in hiding, we can never experience healing and grow to become a whole and loving person. Many of us will need help to learn not only to get in touch with our feelings, but also how to express them in healthy and creative ways. Learn from the life of Jesus. When he was sad, he wept. When he was angry, he expressed his feelings. At times, he did this verbally. And when he found the money changers ripping people off in the temple, he made a whip and drove them out. What we need to remember, however, is always to speak and act the truth in love. Last and most important of all, learn to put God first in your life and seek his guidance and help for every area of your life. And learn how to pray effectively by praying the right prayers. Ask God to confront you with the truth about yourself. If you're serious about this, God will show you. But be prepared, because it usually takes pain to break through our defences. Remember, as God's word says, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth.